Stop fighting your own experience. Stop judging your own perceptions to be unnatural and start to be curious.
Welcome to the Dr. Espen podcast, where we explore the latest in quantum science, personal development, consciousness and spirituality, health, as well as business and money mastery. Join me as I interview experts from all over the world sharing the most incredible stories of transformation. This is where we provide you with the exact tools and coaching activities you need to expand your consciousness in each of the eight areas of your life. For more info on our events, programs, coaching, etc., go to drespen.com for the full quantum experience. Welcome to the Dr. Espen podcast. I'm Espen, and today we are having a wonderful conversation with Sonia Chaquette. This is going to be a deep conversation into the understanding of intuition and really understanding how we can leverage the powers and the consciousness that we have within. Sonia is a celebrated worldwide author, spiritual teacher, and intuitive guide who has devoted herself to teaching people to honor their spirit, to trust their vibes, to live in grace, I love this word, and in the glory of an extraordinary spiritually guided life. She's a fourth generation intuitive guide who began her work with spirit at the age of 15. So she spent now over 45 years traveling the world on her mission, helping others live authentic lives with intuition and guided by their light. And this is going to be a very, very powerful conversation, I think, to be able to feel into that today. She's the author of 27 internationally best-selling books and a number of audio programs in intuitive awakening, personal and creative growth and development, and most notably the New York Times bestseller, The Answer is Simple. There's something to keep an eye on. She's been published in over 40 countries, translated her work into over 37 different languages now. She's got a brand new book coming out, published by Hay House, which we'll talk about a little bit later. And I want to start by saying a special welcome, Sonia. Welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
I am just great and very honored to be with you. Thank you.
It's a privilege indeed. You've been in this work for a very long time. I've had the privilege of watching a lot of your work on Instagram. And what I do when I observe someone's work is not just look at what they're teaching, but also how they're teaching it. And the emanation of that grace that comes from you and the authenticity of your teachings, the integration that you are, it seems clear to me that you are living what you're teaching. And having had this journey now for so many decades, I would like to know from you, from someone that I truly do feel has a real, if it is possible, right, to take this wisdom, this intuition, and bring it into the English language. I mean, that in itself is probably a challenge, but you've been doing it for a while. Can you share with our listeners and viewers what is intuition and also how to develop our intuition?
Well, that's a very good question. I think we need to begin there, that our intuition is the complement to our outer senses. We have five outer senses that help us register where we are in the physical world right now. But we have an inner self and inner senses that guide us from a place of our authentic spirit. So it's centered within our ability to tune into energy. Our intuition is a knowing and protective gut feeling. It is a conscious heart that recognizes if the choices you're making and the energy you're around supports and protects who you are or is incongruent. It is the ability to see where life is going and how energy is unfolding so that we are deeply informed about the nature, not just of the world around us, but our own nature. And we can live in a state of consciousness that keeps us in integrity and safe, uplifted, and connected to our world with a strong sense of belonging. It protects us, it guides us, it inspires us. It is the voice of our spirit, our deepest nature. We are far more than a physical body, and we are far more than our left intellectual brain. So I think that the key to integrating your intuition is to change your understanding of who you are and what you have available to you. We have more than five senses naturally available to us. We have inner and outer senses, and we are spiritual beings having a physical journey. So if you can kind of implement those two shifts of perception, I am a spiritual being, a conscious, spiritual, creative being that is moving through life in my body. I have my outer senses to give me some bearings in the physical world and my inner senses to keep me in alignment and integrity with who I am and who I want to be and contribute. Then it makes sense that we have intuition, and it makes more sense that we need it.
Wow. I love this. How do we develop it? How do we strengthen it? How do we bring life force and awareness to it? How can we leverage this in this time of great change into humanity?
I think that first it's important to suggest to people that this is not an elusive sense. You have experienced it. You have had gut feelings. Your heart has made you aware of congruencies or incongruencies. You have had senses of something being right or wrong. That's not the difficult part. The difficult part is to quit ignoring it, to start paying attention to this inner energetic awareness and giving it value and importance, and recognizing this is not something woo-woo or weirdo. This is something hardwired in my consciousness as a what we would call a multidimensional being. And by that, I mean both a physical and spiritual being. So it begins with stop fighting your own experience. Stop judging your own perceptions to be unnatural, and start to be curious. When you're feeling something, say, it is something. And I'm curious about what that something is trying to convey. My gut is reacting to something, some energy that is trying to protect me. My heart is communicating something that is trying to keep me in alignment with my best interest and my highest good. And to start to recognize these subtle experiences as a natural and essential part of who I am, because it's like noticing stars. You know, when's the last time you looked up in the sky? But when you do, first you see one star, and then you see another, then you see another, and then the whole Milky Way explodes. And the truth is, it's been there all along. You just haven't noticed. So it's really starting to notice what's happening in your inner senses and embracing it as something positive and good and natural that's trying to protect and lead and guide you.
Oof. I think you went straight to the center there. I truly do feel like many of us know that we have an intuition. We know in the animal kingdom it's huge, and it's born in us as we're born, and then we forget perhaps or don't practice it, so we lose the power. But I loved what you said there. You've got to pay attention. You've got to stop listening. When you feel there's this nudge, there's this something that's there, a universal lesson, a point of awareness, something to breathe and feel, something. And then when the left brain, the analytical mind, gets busy and it ignores it, in that moment, or even before this moment, breathe and feel. What is this? What is happening? And sit with it and make it a practice. And what I'm getting, please correct me if I'm wrong, but make it a practice to pay attention to intuition and learn to cultivate and use it.
You know what really accelerates it? Is when you get this gut feeling, or you get this rumble in the heart, or you get the hairs on the back of your neck standing up, say so. Express it out loud. Once you start to get it out of your inner self and start to validate it with your own words, you don't have to explain it. You don't have to justify it. Just say, oh my goodness, my gut is feeling something uncomfortable, or my heart is troubled, or my heart is open. It's telling, I feel like I should go for this. What I've noticed in teaching is when you name it, you claim it. It's very easy to ignore or deny your intuition until you start verbally acknowledging it. Once you verbally acknowledge it, you can't deny it any longer. But here's the key. lot of people get scared that if I say my gut feeling or my heart, and the first question is going to be, your logic brain's going to say, what if I'm wrong? You know, so it gets scared. So I invite my students to not necessarily feel obligated to act on what you're feeling initially. Give yourself a choice. Say, I'm feeling uncomfortable, or this doesn't feel right, but I can choose to listen or not. The minute you give yourself that choice and you verbally recognize what's happening, that all or nothing resistance gives way to curiosity. It's like, okay, at least I've said it. Maybe a week later, I chose to ignore it, but a week later, I have evidence that I should have listened. And then the next time it comes around, it's not going to be, you're not going to be so inclined to dismiss it. So taking it from the inside, putting it on the outside, and giving yourself a choice to respect what you're feeling or not, really pushes this in this sense more securely into your life.
Beautiful. There's the practice for you guys. You can literally just write this down and start paying attention and to what you're experiencing. Sonia, I've studied some of your work and I really resonate with some of the teachings, and I know a lot of our people will enjoy these following questions. Everything is energy, frequency, and vibration. Everything is energy. We talk of lower energy, lower frequency, less movement, more density, trauma, suffering, despair, and so what we're experiencing here in the third dimension. We talk of higher frequency energy, experiences of love and grace and joy. Can you give us your understanding of how everything is energy, how everything is energy and frequency, and some of the tools that you've applied in your life to be able to raise our energy, frequency, and vibration, to come home, to illuminate, to heal in whichever way? What are some of the steps that you teach?
Well, it's important to recognize we're spiritual beings in the third dimension. So the physical world operates at a lower frequency. It's slower, it's more dense. And if you're looking and experiencing life just from the point of view of your ego, which is part of the physical density of you, it gives you an illusion that the world is out there and consequently threatening. So you contract, you defend, you compete, you become fearful, you isolate. When you look at the world and you begin to understand, well, I'm a spiritual being and the spirit in me gives my heart the power to beat. The spirit in me illuminates my consciousness. It gives me the ability to be alive, present, aware. And when that heart center begins to connect, you see there you're getting past that denser frequency and you're starting to recognize we're all connected. I'm not isolated. I am not alone. That isn't me against the world. It is me part of this great human experiment. So as you begin to recognize I belong, I am a spiritual being, and I'm here to create. I am here to create especially what I love. And this is a big hang up for people, that they confuse purpose, which is what brings us to higher vibration, a sense of contribution, a sense of connection and meaning, often gets confused with my profession. So they will get back and say, well, if my job isn't bringing me all of this, my life is meaningless. Whereas your purpose is about creating, connecting, contributing through the heart, and allowing your spirit to express and bring more love and more beauty. And if you recognize that a smile, an interest in someone, a service, an act of support to another very much aligns with purpose, then it begins to give your life a sense of security. You feel safer. You feel energetically open, and you start to receive the support, the guidance, the relationships, the foundation that let you live in the physical body in a higher vibration. So it's simply a matter of a really simple tool to raise your vibration, get into purpose, is to say very quickly, in fact, let's do the tool instead of me talk about the tool. Want to do that? Here's how we do it. Just fill in the blank very quickly. I love
God.
I love
me.
I love
love.
I love
you.
I love
everything and everyone all the time.
I love.
I love.
I love
food.
Good. I love
water.
Love.
Hugs.
Love.
Family.
Love.
Contribution.
Love.
Dancing.
Feel your vibration. Now, do you see that? You can visit, your face got brighter, 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 brighter. Your heart got open more and more. And here's what happened. First, you start with the philosophy. Mm-hmm. Then you started dropping into your human experience. Mm-hmm. And then you started expressing how that love can be shared in your physical reality. And it got brighter and brighter and brighter. When it started to get more connected to my here and now reality, your vibration really strengthened, your heart really opened, your energy really expanded, and it was visible. We could see that. So you kind of spiraled into bringing that higher vibration into the here and now of your physical experience. We probably spend 45 seconds doing that, and you completely shifted and empowered yourself in that 45 seconds.
Powerful.
So if someone's feeling lost and disconnected, go for a walk around the block and say, I love, and keep filling in the blank. And by the time you get around the block, you'll be back in that higher vibration.
45 seconds, you'll be probably there and very happy. I love this. And what we focus on is what we find, of course. Brilliant. Brilliant. I don't think we need to get into the benefits of increasing our frequencies. I think that makes sense to people. More love, more joy, more peace, more grace, rather than the suffering and despair. But if you can take us a little bit through the difference between the third and the fifth dimension. I know that we are operating in the third dimension as having a temporary human experience. But as I say, we're in this world, but not just of this world. Can you tell us the difference between the third and the fifth dimension and potentially how we could begin to live more in alignment with who and what we are?
Well, first I want to address our understanding of third to fifth seems like a ladder going up. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm here and I want to go higher. But in truth, it's more like an accordion. And the third is contracted and collapsed. So we feel our energy feels contracted. We're in our heads. We feel dense, heavy, isolated. Energy is stuck. And when we start to move to the fourth dimension, the first thing that happens is our consciousness becomes more receptive and open to learning new things, coming out of story, coming out of defense, and entering curiosity and connection. We start to entertain learning and observing in a new way, but we're still in our ego. Our ego is still in control. So pull that accordion even further open, and we then begin to let energy flow, and we begin to see ourselves as more than physical beings. We start to feel the spirit of us. We start to experience the non-local, non-contracted self. We start to feel like our possibilities, our desire to expand, to express, to create, and our hearts open like a butterfly. And when we're in that frequency, we're not thinking. We're listening. We're present. We're available. And we're receiving energy and support from our higher self, from nature, from the energies of other spirits. And so we are no longer isolated, struggling as a solo being for survival. So if we think, okay, third, it's just me, contracted, disconnected, using my own resources, which are limited. Fourth, okay, at least I'm learning there's more available. And fifth, I'm not thinking at all. I'm actually in a listening, receiving, intuitive flow, and things are coming toward me instead of me grasping for them. So that's how I describe it.
I love the distinction that it's not an up or down, but rather a broadening and a tuning. Mm-hmm. And going back within. This is very powerful. I want to ask you a question about divine source. You speak of this in your work. how can someone, what is divine source and how can someone connect with the divine source?
Divine source is the life force that we come from. It's the energy that gives us the power to be conscious. It's the force that makes our hearts beat. You know, science, for all that it's discovered, doesn't have an explanation for why the heart beats. Mm-hmm. It's a mystery. Well, that mystery is that there's the divine force, a life force of who we are. So to get connected to divine source, you realize only the ego can be separated. The ego is part of the physical body that's temporary. When you die, that ego goes with it. The essence and the heartbeat of you is the eternal self. It is the self that breathed into the body and will breathe out when this physical journey ends. But it's like being connected to the sun, always having this life force available to us, and it shines all the time. Our mind and our ego are the clouds, are the pollution, are the distortions, but this force that gives us life and energy and awareness and consciousness is where we come from. It's what we are part of. We are not separate from. Now, there's been enough people who've had even near-death experiences to come back and tell us, literally millions. Even science now is saying that there's no real definitive moment that we would say is death and you're over. Is it kind of you graduate into a different state of consciousness. And so we're learning a lot about this. It will soon become supported enough scientifically that we can't have people doubting it anymore. So much is going to change even this year that we're starting to have these breakthroughs to understand we are spiritual beings that have no limitation. Our physical journey has a limitation, but even that's expanding. And if we understand ourselves to be more than just our logic, which, by the way, is not even ours, it's what's been put in our heads by others and has been regurgitated so many times, for the most part, it's very little present time accurate perception. You know, what you believe or what your logic tells you or what your analytics tell you is not anything connected to the human experience. So our divine source is, I think the best, most simplest way is, it's like the electricity you plug into. It's like the generator you plug into, the life force that flows through you. And it's endless. Our job consciously is to plug into it through the heart space and through our availability to recognize that it's really divine love. It's endless love, which is the heartbeat of the universe.
Oh, beautiful. The cosmic heart that dwells in all of us. I think this is beautiful. And I love referring to it as coming home because, as you said, it's the source. I mean, sounds like home, feels like home. What a beautiful, beautiful path. I want to ask you a quick question and then I want to ask you about your book because I'm excited about this. Is there such a thing as death?
There is a physical expiration. The physical body comes to an end, but the spirit doesn't die. And there has been, again, I'll just say, people really have a lot of questions about this, but there's so much evidence and so much reporting now from people who have had what we would call physical deaths that have recovered and resurrected, if you will, in their physical body to say, we don't cease to be. We might cease to be contained in a physical body. And a lot of people have reported that it's like getting out of a wetsuit on a hot day. And it's such a liberating experience. So only the ego dies as part of the physical body. And so when we don't identify with our egos as who we are, but rather, like Einstein said, a tool, a servant to help us navigate life, but not our sense of self, then that fear of death begins to naturally subside. Yeah. When we recognize I'm an eternal spirit, we're just not going to be so fearful and preoccupied with even that anxiety.
Thank you for sharing. It just reminds me of, you know, the synchronicities as things are when you're in flow. A few weeks ago, I was having dinner with a friend of mine for his birthday and a mate of his who was a surgeon, a heart surgeon. And the conversation about death came up. And one person was asked, what do you believe about death? What happens when you die? And he said, from the aspect of his belief, your body rots and then there's nothing. Okay. And so the next gentleman had a chance to speak and he said, well, then, you know, the same thing happens, you die, and then it's the end of it. And then it came to me, and the question was, what happens when we die? And my answer was, we don't. And so they looked at me like I was an absolute fool. And I really enjoyed that conversation because I wanted to be able to speak my truth and potentially shift the paradigm. And so then I said, you're asking me, what happens when I die? And I said, the I then implies, if I do die, that I am the ego and the flesh. And I don't identify with that. I identify as eternal consciousness. And if I am a spirit, soul, source, universe, consciousness, if I am this field of divinity, if I am this emanation of love, then I don't die. I may have a temporary human experience of which the flesh will pass on and who knows, reincarnation and whatever. But in essence, if you ask me if I die, I don't. And after the conversation, it was a very different energy in the room. And it just came to mind because you mentioned in terms of death, no, the eternal self doesn't. And I think this is very important. You know, I ask my students, what do you believe, that you're only flesh and bone or that you're your spirit and source or at least something more than just physical? And 99.6% of people throughout the years, Sonia, and I'm talking tens of thousands, raise their hand and say, I know that I am more than what I'm currently experiencing. So what a release. I mean, what freedom.
It is a healing, and it's a necessary transformation that's occurring on our planet. The majority of people on this planet now are understanding that we are not only divine source, but we are all interconnected. Mm. So more and more it makes no sense that we attack one another. We also recognize we're connected to the planet itself as a living conscious being that supports us. And so it'll become less and less something we can justify in terms of attacking the Earth. So there is a transformation, I call it a shift in the zeitgeist. You know, the collective consciousness of this planet is deeply shifting quickly. Just like when the flat earthers said the Earth is flat and then bam, all of a sudden they recognized that the Earth was round, or we were in the dark ages. And the next thing you know, we are in the Renaissance and we are having these incredible breakthroughs in terms of architecture and beauty, art, science, and music, and an awakening of the soul. We are right there again. What looks so bleak and so dark to so many from the third dimension is going to be ancient history very quickly, even perhaps before this year is over, where there will be a radical shift in consciousness. And the majority of people are going to become suddenly, because enough people are becoming aware that it's going to jumpstart the rest, that all of a sudden we're going to start recognizing ourselves as eternal beings that don't have to fight for survival and attack and control and work in fear. So we are in extremely exciting times, and we all signed up for this.
We sure did. Very interesting. An hour ago, I had this conversation with Richard Rudd, the author of Gene Keys, and he said exactly the same thing in a very different but a unique way. We are in this global awakening process. There is things moving and shifting and changing. There are codes turning on. There are remembrances. There's coming homes. What is your English version of what's going on globally, and how do we prepare if there is such a thing?
Well, I think that we'll talk about what's going on personally with so many people globally, which is my little piece of this contribution, which is that our egos do not allow us to recognize our connection to our source and to one another as spiritual beings. But as our inner senses awaken, kick back in to such a degree we can no longer deny them, they begin to inform us in a new way that takes away fear. They begin to recognize that I have power. When you have your inner guidance system is working, you don't feel at the mercy of outside conditions and being overwhelmed. You start to recognize I am a co-creator. And what I do, what I choose, what I focus on manifests, and I affect others as they affect me. So our whole paradigm is going to spin up into something far more collaborative, far more heart-centered, because we will recognize that this is our survival centers will go from trying to survive physically to survival centers going to go to the heart, and how we're going to thrive energetically, how we're going to grow, to thrive, to heal, to create, to connect harmoniously, to love. So our whole, even our identity of survival is going to shift from staying alive and fighting others to loving as the most sane choice we can make. And our intuition is going to guide us in ways to do that naturally. So that's what's happening. So it will happen to so many people collectively so fast, our human consciousness will shift. But I want people to know it's not happening to the globe, it's happening to you. Your inner self awakening is part of the global shift. And the more you honor your inner guidance in your heart and you validate it as an important and essential part of your authenticity, you are helping elevate this planet. You are participating in the transformation that we're talking about. So everybody's included and has an active role.
Very powerful. Be the change you wish to see in the world.
And accept and honor the change that's happening in you now as a good and natural and important evolution. That you are a multidimensional, intuitively guided being with power, and a power to love and create. And that is not something that will come, that is happening in you now.
Awesome. One of your most recent books published by Hay House is a really powerful step-by-step guide. It's called 21 Days to Jumpstart Your Intuition. Can you tell us a little bit about this book? I think this is important for people to get access to in these times.
Well, I believe that everybody recognizes, feels, senses a change, and nobody wants to be left behind. But what do I do? How do I start? And so I've taken this book into a 3-week, one choice a day for 3 weeks that will help strengthen your intuition, activate your inner knowing, reconnect you to your spirit, affirm and guide you on your path, connect you to kindred spirit. So every day is a doable action that will bring about a measurable change over the course of 3 weeks. So you're just not left in the dark trying to figure it out. It is a roadmap from third to fifth dimension consciousness in the course of 3 weeks. And it's fun. Elevating your consciousness is, at no point do I ask you to do something that is not doable. I've been teaching so long, I'm practical. I know people will not do what doesn't come easily. So these are the easy, and the definition of success is do the next thing. So it's first we do this, then we do this, then we do this, then we do this, and you string them together like pearls. By the end of 3 weeks, you will have transformed into the full experience of your own fifth dimension divine nature. So you don't have to believe me or you or someone else. You have your own internal affirmation.
Beautiful. Where do people get the book?
Hay House. You can just go online, Amazon, Hay House bookstores. You can just ask for it, order it. It's very simple. And I also encourage you to maybe get a copy for a friend and do it with someone else, because then you have a shared experience. And or with a family member, so that your transformation is something that you enjoy together. So it's published by Hay House. It's on, of course, Amazon is the world's number one bookseller. There's booksellers, bookstores, but it's available everywhere.
And a great thing to consider indeed as a roadmap. Consider that a roadmap from 3D to 5D. I mean, that in itself is worth entertaining and looking into. Where do people go to learn more about your work?
I invite everybody to come to my website, which is my name, soniachoquette.net. I have so many tools on that are free. They're available. Also, I have a great YouTube channel where people can come very easily. I teach once a week there. Instagram, of course, is a portal into my world, but real resources, I think, probably come to my website or come to my YouTube channel. Those are very accessible, free resources that will empower you very quickly.
SoniaChoquette.net. Okay, so check that out, guys. Same thing on YouTube. And I want to ask you one last question, if I may. One of my favorite questions. I ask this question of all the people that I'm blessed to interview. And it goes like this. I want you now to imagine, Sonia, that you're on the world stage. And every sentient being on the planet is there present with you. Take a breath whenever you're ready. Do tell us, what is your message to the world right now?
My message is to always trust your vibes. Always trust the energy that is coming from the heart center, because that is the truth and the love of you, and it won't mislead you.
Oh, let that sink in. Beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've enjoyed this podcast, this interview, please do share and like with as many people as you can. It only takes one click to send it to two or three people to change their lives. So please do share with as many people as you can. And again, it's been a privilege and a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
I appreciate and feel very honored and blessed to have this chance with you. Thank you so much for inviting me on.
Thank you so much. Until next time, everybody. Bye for now.
All my love.
Once again, thank you so much for listening. And if you want to learn more about how to walk the quantum path into life mastery, business mastery, if you want to learn more about our live events or coaching or anything that we offer, go to www.drespen.com. That's DRESPEN.com, or email info@drespen.com. And let's find out how we can help you take your life, your business, and your mission to a whole nother level. We'll see you next time.